Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So as I mentioned, we're going full circle. We're coming full circle in this three-hour show we call the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show. We began at noon because we had just learned about a court decision, and now we're coming back around. Joining me to talk about that as well as some other things is State Senator Jake Corman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Maybe the bigger question is, how are you?
I'm just fine. Just fine. Doing well.
Okay, so you are quarantining at home, though, is that correct?
Yeah, you know, like many who test positive for this, I have very mild symptoms, not sick at all. But, you know, obviously the right thing to do at this point is follow the CDC guidelines, and so I'll be quarantining at home for the next 10 days or so.
So were you at home, sir, this morning when you heard about the court decision in the masking case?
Yes. So, you know, very excited by the decision. You know, this case was always about who has the authority to do these types of orders and separation of powers as opposed to the merits of whether someone should wear a mask or not. It was our contention all along that the Secretary of Health, an unelected appointed official, did not have the authority to unilaterally enact a mask mandate, that the governor had asked the schools to develop health and safety plans last summer. They did that, preparing for the fall year to have their kids come back to school. And then unilaterally, they took the rug out from underneath these school districts who went through very difficult processes to achieve their health and safety plans. My children go to public school, and my wife and I, as parents do, we followed our school district's plans, and we're very comfortable that they were putting a safe plan together for our kids to attend school. And we're excited about the upcoming year. And then, again, the governor and the Secretary of Health unilaterally made this decision. They used something they would call the Disease Prevention and Control Act of 1950-something to try to usurp this authority. Our contention was that that authority does not exist, that if they wanted to do this, either the governor had to declare a state of emergency or the Secretary of Health had to go through a regulatory process. They did neither one of those. That's why, as a parent, myself and Representative Jesse Topper, who's also a parent of kids in schools, filed suit, and the court ruled in our favor today.
So then let me ask you this. So tomorrow, would that be tomorrow, your kids would not have to wear masks at school?
Well, that would depend if the governor and the Secretary of Health appeal this decision. If they appeal this decision to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, I believe an automatic stay would come into place of the Commonwealth Court's decision, and we'd have to wait for a final decision from the Supreme Court.
So they have, in fact, as I understand it, I'm going to try to pull that up quickly, but as far as I understand it, they have said they do intend to appeal it. So right. That would automatically put a stay into effect?
That's what my lawyers are telling me, that would automatically put a stay in until the Supreme Court could hear the case.
Ah, okay. And we don't know how long that could take.
Correct.
So then when, and we did speak, by the way, just so that full disclosure, we did speak to Representative Topper earlier today. He was on the show as well. But a lot of people had reached out to me and kind of wanted to circle back and say, well, isn't it interesting that the senator led this fight, but the senator is now quarantining? But my interpretation of all of this is that this was never about the science. It was the procedure or the process that the mandate went into place.
100%. Look, the irony is not lost on me, right? That the day that I received news that I tested positive is the same day that we get news from the court. But like you said, having said this, this isn't a medical issue or a science issue. This is an issue of authority. And we live in a democracy. In a democracy, there's checks and balances of power between the branches of government. And, you know, the executive, you know, for the last 18 months, the whole discussion is about the executive branch overreach. Even if it's well-intended, which I believe in most cases it is, doesn't necessarily give them the authority to usurp our civil liberties. And, you know, the voters of Pennsylvania made a historic vote last May to curtail the governor's authority under state of emergencies. I would think he would have learned from that. Instead, he essentially doubled down by trying to find another avenue to wield his authority without any sort of checks and balances. And that's what this argument's about. Again, if school districts think that it's important that they have mask mandates, they have every right to do so. They should have that. They should have the ability to go through and develop a health and safety plan at the local level, not the state implementing that unilaterally over them.
So I have to take advantage to having you on the phone, having you on the show today, because we were kind of under the impression that you were going to announce a gubernatorial run today. Is that accurate?
Well, I was going to make an announcement in my hometown tomorrow on my future plans. That obviously has been postponed. So you'll get some exciting news about that in the near future when we can reschedule.
Okay. Well, you take good care of yourself. You take good care of your health. And at this point, it's just you. No one else in your family has been affected. Is that correct?
Nope.
No one else has been tested positive? Okay. So you get to spend the next 10 days away from everyone else.
Yeah, I've been banished to the basement. So I'm here working in my basement.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, you take good care as well. Yeah, this has been an interesting day. It's been an interesting conversation. And you heard the senator say the irony of all of this was not lost on him. But those folks who filed this lawsuit said it was never about the science. It was always about the process, the procedure. Now we understand that this court decision is going to be appealed. And based on what the senator is saying, that appeal will automatically mean that the decision is stayed. So even though we started our 3-hour window today thinking or saying that this was all going to change tomorrow, it doesn't appear that that's the case. This is absolutely one of those stories, one of those situations where you have to say, stay tuned, because literally I couldn't make this stuff up. I couldn't make it up. He takes the lead. The court rules in their favor. He tests positive for COVID the day before he was going to announce, reportedly, that he's running for governor. Yeah, I couldn't make that up. I couldn't write it if I wanted to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.